Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Humpy Dumpy Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah. It's the 18th of November, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Do you feel the need? The need for speed, UK? Well, how about 5 gigabytes per second for speed? Uh-huh! Well, GigaClear, yeah, I know it's not very clear who they are, yeah, kind of a small company, well, they're going to make your dreams come true, because their latest offering is 5 gigabytes per second broadband speed. Ooh! There is a catch, however, though. It's going to cost you £399 a month. Holy moly! Yeah, and that $399, that's just if you're a residential homeowner. Yeah, if you're a business, looking at £1,500 a month. Now, of course, this speed is not going to be available everywhere, but if you want to see if it is in your area, hop on over to gigaclear.com/postalcode-checker. And if it is available in the area, just make sure you got enough in the bank to cover it every month. Staying with news that's happening in the UK, are you an avid reader of FHM or Zoo magazine? Well, if you are a fan, be prepared not to get them in paper form anymore. That's because both magazines will cease publication at the end of the year. Now, they denied to give the reason why they're suspending, not closing, they're saying, of the publications, only saying that men's media habits have continually moved towards mobile and social. Oh, come on, just be truthful about it. It's easier to access porn online right now. Yeah, fooling anybody. Of course, FHM and Zoo are not the first print magazines to cease publication. No, a little thing called Playboy. Remember that a few weeks ago? They decided to throw in the towel too, no pun intended, for their publication simply because, well, what I said a few sentences ago. Now, we all pretty much know the tablet market is not really hot right now. Hasn't been hot for a while now, actually. But that doesn't matter to NVIDIA. No, no, no. They've introduced a good old gaming tablet now called the Shield Tablet Game 1. This comes after the original Shield tablet was recalled back in July. That was because of it caused a fire. What's nice about the new version, though, it's even cheaper than the original. As I was saying, it's targeted at gamers and it's priced at $199 for 16 gigabytes of storage. Amazingly, $100 less than the original. There's also some design changes to the new tablet now as well. The K1 now has silicone grips that will make it easier to hold on to. It also has a new battery inside, promising a little bit better battery life. Unfortunately, LTE, yeah, the option's not there. Also, it's running older versions of Android OS 6.0, ain't coming till the end of the year. And for those of you that thought you were going to get the new NVIDIA Tegra X1 chip, no. They're still using the old Tegra chip, trying to strike a balance between features and price. Getting into a little bit of Apple news now, and Apple rumors. Things might be getting a little sci-fi-ish over at Apple. How would you like notifications on your iPhone to be controlled by your eyes? Freaky, yes. Basically, what this means, it refers to your iPhone tracking where you are looking on the screen and delaying notifications until you gaze upon them. The new U.S. patent is number 9189064, if you were curious about the numbers, and says if it is implemented in future iPhones or even iPads, I'm sure, your device would wait until you're looking at the right place to show the notification. So say you misspell a word on iMessage, you don't have to be distracted anymore with all these notifications coming down. You can just concentrate on one thing at a time. However, though, remember, there's no guarantee you're going to be seeing this in future Apple products. Apple loves just throwing out patents left and right because, sometimes they get bored over there. And finally, Legos. We love them, we build with them, and we still play with them even if we're 35 years old. Come on, don't shy away, you know you do. There's only one thing bad about a Lego. Stepping on the damn things in bare feet. But it seems the folks over at Lego, at least for 1,500 of us, are coming to our rescue. Lego has created the anti-Lego slipper to end our pain. Now, these slippers feature a ton of padding, so you probably won't feel the Lego, let alone you may not even feel the floor you're stepping on. But as I was saying before, it's only going to be for 1,500 of us. Yes, they will only produce a limited run of 1,500 pairs, which will be distributed randomly to people who fill out a Christmas wish list on Lego's French website. Ah, damn it, what are the odds? So thank you, Lego, for teasing us for pain-free feet. Unfortunately for most parents, you're still going to have to deal with Lego imprints on the bottom of your feet during Christmas time. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, with your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your hump day. And thank you so much, as always, for listening. And my Chrome has crashed again. This is Walter Cronkite, and that was the f***ing news.